president heads to Florida. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. He'll do something he hasn't done a lot of later today, what amounts to a campaign rally with two Democratic candidates, Congresswoman Val Demings and former Governor Charlie Crist, trying to unseat Senator Marco Rubio and the current Governor Ron DeSantis. Former Vice President Mike Pence stumps in Georgia, where Republican Governor Brian Kemp is in a rematch with Democrat Stacey Abrams.
Despite the conspicuous absence of former President Trump, polls suggest the governor remains highly popular among Georgia Republicans.
Republicans are united. I mean, what we're seeing across the country and here in Georgia is the Democrats are the ones that are divided.
President Biden, with lower popularity ratings, has so far avoided the Georgia campaigns. But in an interview on Comedy Central's The Daily Show, Abrams defended her ties to national Democrats.
The billions of dollars that have kept the state afloat came because of federal Democrats, not because of the current governor.
Recent polls show Abrams trailing Kemp, but her campaign insists heavy voter turnout could tip the scales in their favor.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. The final Fox News power rankings of the midterms forecast Republican control of the House, but Senate control still a toss-up. A reprieve for former President Trump at the U.S. Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts granting Trump's request to delay turning over his tax returns to a House committee as the court reviews that long-run legal fight. Separately, it's day two of testimony at the tax fraud trial of the Trump Organization in New York. An emotional day in court at day one of the sentencing hearing for Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz, who killed 17 people in 2018, including Megan Peggett Petty's younger sister.
I am painfully aware that sentencing him to death will not bring her back, and I am the only one on this half of the room that has to go home and live with that.
Cruz facing life in prison. The jury couldn't agree on the death penalty. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It was a violent Halloween in Chicago with at least 14 people hurt in a shooting near a park where a vigil was being held.
This witness helped victims, telling Fox affiliate WFLD.
We were just carrying people over. It was just like a war scene, man. I mean, we got to pray for our city. It's the greatest city in the world, but too much violence.
Chicago police say the drive-by shooting was caught on video in which the shooter aimed randomly into a crowd of people, some dressed in Halloween costumes. Right now, no arrests. A 3-year-old boy, an 11-year-old girl, and a 13-year-old boy are among the shooting victims.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. In Houston, a shooting early today outside a bowling alley killed the rapper known as Takeoff from the Grammy-nominated trio Migos. And in Kansas City, Kansas, people told to leave a house party apparently opened fire from outside, killing one person, injuring several more. A green light for the water in Jackson, Mississippi, with the EPA declaring it safe to drink.
Those living in Mississippi's capital were under a boil water notice since late July after the state found cloudy water. This came after a water treatment plant became overwhelmed after floodwaters hit the city. The EPA telling those in Jackson to stay aware of updates and follow future boil water advisories. Sampling for lead and copper is still ongoing, and results are expected in mid-November.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The EPA is also investigating state agencies for possible discrimination of Jackson through failure to fund water system improvements. United Airlines pilots reject a tentative contract, and their union says the vote wasn't close, with 94% against the offer. They plan to start informational picketing. This just a day after Delta pilots voted to authorize a possible strike. A down day so far on Wall Street as the Fed begins a two-day meeting. The Dow right now down 125. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.